Our guest in the cafe this morning is Amy Stark with the Commerce Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, exciting thing coming on Thursday, and this is the TAME Trailblazer. TAME is the Texas Alliance for Minorities in Engineering, and this is a big, huge truck-like thing that'll be at the library.
Yes, a 40-foot trailer. It's a science museum on wheels, and it will be at the library, outside the library, next Thursday from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm. How did this come about?
Well, the Trailblazer is traveling Texas, and Nan, the library director,
Nan Clay.
Yep. She applied for the Trailblazer to make a stop in Commerce, and they said yes, so it's making a stop.
Uh-huh. So this is for kids in grades 3 through 8, primarily?
Primarily, yes, but everyone is welcome to come check it out. It's filled with hands-on activities centered on energy, aerodynamics, space science, weather, and biotechnology.
Mm-hmm. So kids can get in and not just observe something, not just look at something, but they get involved and they...
Yeah, they get to try out a few things, and we're going to have volunteers at each station to help them.
Uh-huh. So obviously, I had not heard of TAME before, the Texas Alliance for Minorities in Engineering, but obviously it's dedicated to getting more minority kids interested in science and engineering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep, and this is free for everyone, and so it's a very unique opportunity, and we want everyone to come out and check it out.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit about them, and they have some, not just the trailer, but a lot of other things that they do to get kids interested. Are you familiar with some of those?
No.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit about it. They have they do comic books, which is a great idea for kids. STEM competitions, of course, the math and science things. They have clubs and scholarships for kids. So they're really trying to get the minority kids much more involved in this. Yeah. And
check out the TAME website, right?
Which is what I was doing. That's right. We're talking with Amy Stark. Amy's with the Commerce Public Library. Major industry partners. I saw they just got a $25,000 grant from Chevron. I don't know if this is a state organization primarily, or if it's primarily industrial. Maybe combining the two.
I don't know. I think they're based in Austin.
They are.
Yeah.
But they're ConocoPhillips, Shell, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, some of the 3M.
Wow.
Big time companies involved. So this will be at the Commerce Public Library on Thursday from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's welcome, but especially kids grades 3 to 8.
Yes. Yeah. And if you want to know more, check out their website, which is www.tame.org.
Right. Okay.
And
good.
Then click on Trailblazer. And you can see all kinds of information about it.
What else is going on at the Commerce Public Library?
Well, Thursday nights, we're open till 8 p.m. And we have, starting in August, we have a computer class series every Thursday night at 6. So come on in for just basic skills, or if there's something in particular you want to learn, we can help you with that.
Now, you all have been doing that for a while. You must be finding that there are people that are in need of just basic, real fundamental computer training.
Yes, yes, yes. But we want everybody to know about it and share the word. And if someone is in need of computer skills, stop by the library.
Mm-hmm. Thursday at what time?
6 p.m.
At 6. And then you said something coming up in September, sort of similar?
Yes. Sarah Latham, the county extension agent, is going to be here or be at the Commerce Public Library in September on Thursdays at 2 for Tech Talks about smartphones. So if you want to learn how to use your smartphone to the best of its ability, yeah, Sarah can help you.
Well, and she can. She's one of our regular guests on the program, and she's talked to us about that before. But, you know, that's the truth, and I'm probably a prime candidate. You know, I don't think the cell phone I have is technically considered a smartphone. But I know that it does a million things that I don't know how to do. So, Sarah has done that in Greenville, so she's bringing that to Commerce.
Yep. Thursdays at 2.
Starting in September.
Starting in September.
And then your Spindles project is continuing.
Yes, and we've had quite a few more donations. I think we're almost halfway.
The spindles we're talking about are the little columns at the top of the library. It goes, there's a railing that goes all the way around, and then these vertical pieces that go from top to bottom of the railing. And so you're trying to replace all of those.
Right. The donations actually include the whole parapet, which is actually all of the wood trim around the roof that needs to be replaced.
And the library coming up for its 100th anniversary.
Yes.
Next year, the building itself.
Yes.
Good. All right. Amy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Amy Stark with the Commerce Public Library. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.